With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. As U.S. forces continue pounding Iranian military sites, foreign correspondent Karen Chamis reports on Ukraine's cooperation with Gulf states to help defend against the Iranian strikes.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the United States and its allies in the Middle East are seeking Ukraine's expertise in countering Iran's Shahed drones. Zelensky has said he's spoken in recent days with the leaders of the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Jordan and Kuwait about possible cooperation. The EU's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas, has said Ukraine's help would be invaluable to Gulf countries.
And they have been really surprised how much Ukraine is helping them in this regard, keeping in mind that they are under heavy attacks all the time.
I'm Karen Chamis.
House of Representatives rejecting an effort to stop the Trump administration's war against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Flugston reports.
By a tally of 219 to 212, House lawmakers voted down a war powers resolution one day after the Senate rejected a similar measure. The resolution would have limited President Trump's power to continue major combat operations against Iran and required that any hostilities against Iran be authorized by Congress.
Well, the House of Representatives, meanwhile, says that they may have to keep going on that matter, but they're glad that that vote is done. President Trump dismissing Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. He will nominate Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen for that position. And the State Department says U.S. and Venezuela have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. That's considered a major shift in that relationship. This is SRN News. Well, Michael Harrington reports it's a victory for religious freedom in Indiana.
The Brownsburg Community Schools Corporation will pay John Kluge $650,000. He was forced out after refusing to refer to transgender students by their chosen pronouns. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Kluge and says, quote, "This settlement confirms what the law has always said. Public schools cannot force teachers to violate their religious beliefs. Schools should learn that refusing to accommodate religious employees can be expensive." Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who repeatedly drove his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York earlier this year, pleading not guilty to federal charges of damaging religious property on purpose. The man was arrested on hate crime charges following that incident last January. And this is SRN News. Tough times for investors. Oil prices continue rising, and that's causing the markets, of course, to sink, and very rapidly. We hear more now on the down day on Wall Street from business correspondent Seth Soutell.
Stocks sank on Wall Street after the price of oil spiked to its highest level since 2024. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended with a loss of 784 points. That's about 1.6%. The Dow had been down more than 1,100 points. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day. That helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses. Treasury yields rose in the bond market as bond investors got a bit more worried about inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.14%. Seth Soutell, New York.
And more details at srnnews.com.